It's so huge.
This building is huge. It's so big.
You're going to hear that a lot in the next 20 minutes. Hello, I'm David Nart, and in this episode of our Radio Sport podcast, we're going to meet Philippe Ligier, a digital native from RTP in Portugal. He's been helping the radio division to find new platforms for their sports content. On a dark, wintry day in November, Philippe made a pilgrimage of sorts to Swedish radio in Stockholm to see how they are reaching new audiences.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Swedish Radio headquarters.
Thank you so much.
I sent our senior sports producer, Mickey Curling, along to act as his tour guide.
Well, Philippe, we're just walking out of reception, a very stylish reception here at Swedish Radio. And here to greet us on the other side of the security gates is Elisabeth Jorgensen from the sports department.
Yes, hi, my name is Elisabeth and I work for Swedish Radio as an international sports coordinator. And I have been here at the radio department for 6 months. Before that, I used to work at Swedish TV sports department for 16 years. So I'm well acquainted with the sports world.
What brought you from television to radio?
Well, I wanted to do something else. And as radio is such an interesting world, because when you listen to the radio broadcast, you can close your eyes and listen to the commentators. You don't have to watch TV. You can just sit down and listen when you're driving your car or out in the garden. And so, yeah, so that's what I wanted to learn more about the radio.
So in your 6 months here, what have you learned then? So what are the strengths at the minute?
Well, the strength is that we're trying to put a lot of women commentator doing football and ice hockey. We are trying to have a women sports coverage every day.
And that's really exciting, of course, because the Women's World Cup this summer seemed to change everything, didn't it?
Yes, that is correct. And for us, it's very important to try to cover as much as women competitions as possible. Football, ice hockey, handball, and women national football should be as important as men. So that's why we're trying to also do a lot of features with women. Another positive thing is working for the sports department is that we cover all sports, not only the major ones like football and ice hockey, but also the minor ones, because as a public service company, it's important to us to attract everyone, every audience out there. And so for us, it's to cover a lot of women's sports, but also the minor sports events for us.
For you, why is it so important to have people like Philippe coming around?
I think it's important for us to meet in person and for them to be here at Swedish Radio to see how we work and that we can learn from each other where we are and where they are. So, and then if we have any questions, we can just pick up the phone and ask Philippe, because now we have met them. And I mean, it's fantastic, and hopefully we can share experience and try and help each other.
Well, I think we've been lurking outside the lifts for a little bit too long, so let's head off on the tour. And I know, Philippe, you're really keen to see Bella in the digital department, so we'll head there and then on to the sports department.
Come in. That's so Swedish Radio, Swedish TV, and you are in the same area. We're sharing the same parking space and restaurant.
It's very huge.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And now we're going to the fourth floor, meeting Bella, and then we go to the sports.
My name is Bella Kvist and I work at Sveriges Radio, Swedish Radio. So I'm a digital development editor and I'm in the social media group, which means that I help coach our colleagues and everything to do with social media, really. Social media and the digital world at large is such a fast-moving environment, right? And we know that the listeners, we have much more competition, you know, sort of to attract them to us. And we want to ensure that we can continue to show them this great content that we have and to reach them in this sort of fast-paced environment. In order to do that, I think we do need to sort of keep up with things and be innovative and think outside the box. And yeah, it's great.
So with that in mind, is there anything that Philippe brought with him today that that you kind of can take away?
Yeah, loads. It's always so interesting to meet other public service journalists and to see what is done and to sort of see those sort of shared challenges and things that, you know, how they're being solved, but also just to kind of see how things work in practice, because you can look on the outside of things and see, okay, this looks great, but actually what are your thought processes behind that? I thought it was so interesting to hear you talk about, you know, how you choose that content for the app as well, because those are discussions that you have every day on the floor, right? And then it's just always so useful to get other insights and experiences. So that was really great.
Welcome to our sports department at Swedish Radio. Some minor offices on the right and left hand side. And this is our digital desk. And let's see if we have anyone available that you can ask a couple of questions.
Yes, my name is Martin Hedberg. I work digitally on Swedish Radio for the sports department, Radio Sporten.
So what have you shown to Philippe today?
The feature that we are most proud of, it's called Top Nyheter, it's Top News, and it's a playlist in our app Swedish Radio Play, where you can listen to the latest news in short clips. Swedish Radio's policy nowadays is sound in focus, and we are trying to get away from the text-based news to get our consumers more to listen to our news. We in Radio Sport and the sports department in Swedish Radio, we have seen the potential in the, like, do you say segment lists or like during the Olympics to have an Olympics list, during the World Cup playlist, yeah. During the World Cup in football, we had a playlist just about the World Cup news, and that was the two features that broke the trend, that really got people to start listening to this list. So I hope we in the future we work more with like segment lists.
Is there anything that you've taken from Philippe today?
I think they have shown a few impressive video features, like Facebook live broadcasts with like graphics, interactive graphics, and yeah, well, that's a bit above our level.
And why are these things so important? Why is it so important to share knowledge like this?
It's nice to get to meet people from with the same positions as ourselves in other from other countries and see what they do, and that I think I was inspired by what they showed. And they were a bit inspired of our top nyheter in here.
Well, Philippe, let's head out of the newsroom and go meet one of the big presenting stars here at Swedish Radio.
My name is Roger. I've been working here for almost 40 years. I'm a reporter.
And do you commentate as well?
Or? Yeah, almost ice hockey.
Okay.
Well, right. This is a small studio for the news every day. No engineer, you do it by yourself, and easy.
Easy.
for the young ones, it's easy. For the old ones like me, difficult.
Because the industry's changed a lot.
Yeah, it's a big difference. When in the beginning, we were almost three people, one engineer, one with the sound, and one reporter. And now you have to do everything by yourself.
What about as a journalist? What are the challenges now as a journalist? Because, for example, you know, these guys are from the digital team.
Okay.
They're taking photos, they're putting stuff online. Yeah. Do you have the same requests on your time?
Yeah, it's the same.
So you're not a traditional radio person so much anymore.
No, it's not
take photos when you have to.
And this corridor?
So huge, but...
In the winter, it's so cold. And in the summer, it's so... hot.
Felipe, what were you just saying?
It's huge. In Portugal, we have two flowers with for radio. But you have this building only for the radio, and this is amazing. It's, wow.
This is built in the beginning of the 60s, and then it was, I think, 1,500 people working here. Today, it's 400 or 500. So this building, it's too big. For the radio in the future.
Yeah.
This is the main studio. There's Maria. the best in Europe.
Hello.
And I like the decoration in here. You have the London 2012 banners.
Yeah, okay.
Rio 2016 in the other room. You bring everything back from the IBC.
Yes.
And this is my place.
And we have to look at the football, ice hockey, handball, basketball, volleyball, athletics. So is it the same in Portugal?
No, in Portugal we have many football.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Football, rally. Yeah, and cycling. Yeah.
How is there sport every day from this studio?
Yes.
On a Saturday?
Or? No, every day.
Every evening?
Yeah, from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock every day. From 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 Saturdays and 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock Sundays. Saturday and Sunday it's 1,500,000-600,000. And in the weeks, 800 every evening.
Which is very good because, you know,
it is,
most broadcasters struggle to find an audience in the evening, and you guys seem to have the magic touch.
It's something wrong with the Swedish people.
So you have some bits you operate yourself, some bits that the engineer operates.
Yeah.
You have the jingle buttons here.
Yes.
You press those yourself, or you?
It's by myself.
Okay. Yeah. Can we hear something?
Yeah. Ja, vad sa du? Den kommer snart. 1 minute. This is the music for the evening. Sandro Cavazza, Madness. Swedish Four Tops.
Not Swedish. So it's not just all talking. So it's music and...
Yeah. Music, sports and news. You know Roy Orbison?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a special bottom for...
Sport Extra i P4.
Sport Extra P4.
Sport Extra i P4.
After me, Sport Extra.
Sport Extra.
Sport.
Extra.
Extra.
I. P4.
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 P4. Ah.
Well, Philippe, it's time for us to get on our way. And Elizabeth, thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you so much for... coming to visit us, Swedish Radio. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
And
so
welcome
much.
Back another time.
Sure. And when we go to the Portugal, please.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Visit our radio.
Yeah, for sure. As mentioned earlier, to meet and to say hello and to.
It's nice
contribute.
To see the difference between the two radios. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And. It's countries in Europe, but still we do different things.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to visit Portugal
and Sweden.
Yeah. Even on a rainy day.
Yeah.
November day. It's terrible, but still.
Well, Philippe, we're just leaving Swedish Radio. How was that for you?
Very nice. The people are so nice. The studios are very impressive with... advanced technology, okay, and I need to say that every time, but this building is huge. For us it's huge, it's so big, I can't believe this building are only for the radio.
How does this building compare to yours?
In Portugal we have two floors, so for me and for my colleagues obviously it's huge, so it's nice to see another people and what they are doing in Sweden and in another community of radios.
What's the biggest thing that you've learned today?
I learned they think about many statistic things. They create a program thinking in the statistic, thinking in the people and thinking in the audio. Audio, it's the most important in this radio. So it's nice to see the public radio in Sweden do this, and they are prepared for the digital contents. They produce thinking in the digital, so it's nice. So they have FM emission, but they think, okay, we have this program, so let's think what we can share in the digital platforms. In Portugal, we have this thinking too. So it's nice to see that this community are doing this.
When you go back to work, on your first day back at work, is there something you are going to do differently as a result of visiting here?
Yes, we will. I will talk with my boss, and I think we need to look for the statistics. We need to take more attention in this. And the technology and the space, and I think many things, and the platforms that they use it. So yeah, I will share with my colleagues and my directors.
And is there anything that, is this your car?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Felipe, we just got into a car. Nice to get in somewhere warm after standing outside Swedish Radio. So you're still a young man. You've been working at RTP for 3 or 4 years. How important is it to you to be coming to visit Swedish Radio? You came to Brussels to our sports group meeting. How important are these things for you?
We create connections, and it's important to meet another persons, another people that have the same problems that we have. So it's nice to get to know these problems and share our problems. And we see we have the same problems.
For the uninitiated, what are the problems that you guys face and that Swedish Radio face as well?
So we have the problem of the in the radio and with visual radio emissions. It's important to people to know it's not television. We are doing radio, not television. So we don't, the hosts, the people working in the radio don't need to get a new hair. Okay, I don't know if you understand, but it's important, okay? It's not television, it's radio. And the radio have the microphones, have all of these technical things.
So we focused on the things that are the same between you guys. What have you noticed is the one of the big differences?
I think in Sweden they don't have a visual radio concept.
So you mean the cameras in the studio?
Yeah, I didn't see it. But I don't know if they have. I think they have. But in Portugal, we have the cameras, and we are in the public radio services. We are build new studios ready for the visual radio. So it's a big investment in the next year for RTP. It's exciting for me to work with this technology, because my world, I am millennial guy. So for my world, it's important to have a stimulation with the visual. But the radio, it's the radio. The radio, it's not television. So it's nice to see what radios could do for this.
Thank you to Philippe and all of the staff at Swedish Radio for this fascinating little insight into similarities and differences between two key members of our community. Exchanging is one of the key principles of the EBU and also in our Eurovision Sport Radio Group. We actively encourage cooperation between members, and we would be happy for you to share any examples with us. They might even be the subject of a future podcast. I'm David Naert. Thank you for joining us for this latest episode of the Eurovision Sport Radio Podcast.